It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 26-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton, Florida. Welcome back to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
We are going to talk about what we call your real estate survival guide. And here's a question. I've been trying to sell my home for a year with no luck. My real estate agent tells me that it's because of the bad condition of the home next door. It looks awful. I already have complained to the city, but nothing changed. What can I do? This is from Robert. And by the way, the answers from this are from Gary M. Singer, a Florida attorney who is writing for the Sun Sentinel.
Yeah, this is a common problem. I just had it happen a couple of weeks ago, and it was an ugly house across the way. They had, I'll call it lawn ornaments out front, just junk all around the property.
All right.
And it is a problem. So, you know, what you can do is keep going back to the city. There is code and zoning rules, you know, against this kind of thing. And if that doesn't work, you know, maybe politely check with the owner next door, see if, you know, he's willing to do something or if he'll help you out. Sometimes the owners may not even live there. They're out of state and may not realize that the tenants aren't keeping up the property. So need to, you know, delve into a little bit more. But when all else fails, you can, you know, put up a fence, tall hedges, maybe even offer to help, you know, clean up whatever the situation may be.
Mm-hmm.
And this does hold back homes from selling.
How much?
On average.
Yeah. So if your person walks up to your home and your home is just great, but next door is kind of a mess and some terrible artistic eclectic collection of stuff, you got to do something.
Right. And what they say is, you know, it drops your home value by about 5%.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends on the situation next door. Maybe it's only temporary. Maybe it's, you know, a short sale. So eventually it's going to get picked up or foreclosure. So depending on the situation, and if all else fails, you can always turn to a local real estate attorney to see about filing a lawsuit.
I think the answer is don't be passive. Be polite. Don't be passive. Try to work it out with your neighbor and then move to the next level if you have to.
Right.
You know, talking about buying a home or selling a home, you're doing this day in and day out. You've been doing this for 26 years, as I mentioned. What are some of the most recent frustrations that you've experienced in the market? Because there's always this tension between the buyer and seller, and also the marketplace itself has its own challenges with regards to maybe not having enough homes on the market and so on. What's currently in your bailiwick here that's bugging you?
Well, one of the biggest challenges I face as an agent is I have would-be sellers that are looking to buy a home, and they're exploring their housing options before they put their house up for sale, which I get. You want to get an idea if there's something out there for you to buy, you know, be it you're moving up or you're downsizing. But what happens is these buyers start absorbing a lot of your time, you know, looking at a variety of different neighborhoods and making appointments to look at houses where they're not able buyers. They're willing and ready, but not able.
Mm-hmm.
They're not able to buy because they have to sell their house first.
Yeah.
And it creates a lot of problems.
How do you deal with that, though? As an agent, you don't really want to say no to them.
You know, because it frustrates everybody. So now I'm showing a property and that particular seller is upset because we just brought somebody who can't even buy their house.
Yeah.
You know, and they've cleaned it up and, you know, there might be another agent having to open up the property. So there's a lot of time and energy that go into this that, you know, that time can't be recouped. And I certainly understand why a buyer wants to do this.
What would you suggest? I mean, what's an answer?
I mean, my suggestion, I always tell them, spend more time online. Certainly ask your realtor about the different neighborhoods, drive through the different neighborhoods. What's even more frustrating than that, Steve, is when they want to see a house, you take them, meet them at that house, and they don't even like the neighborhood. You know, and they're not even really ready to buy. So now you've really wasted a lot of time. At least if it's something that you're very, very interested in, maybe you have a shot at writing up an offer contingent on your house selling, not very likely in a market like we're experiencing today, but you might have a chance, you know, to pull that off. But just to randomly go and have the agent show you property when you haven't even done your due diligence of checking out, does it back up to a road?
Right.
Where is it located? You know, that's a lot of time wasted.
What about going and visiting open houses?
That's an excellent, excellent way to learn areas and neighborhoods. And that's one reason why we hold open houses open houses, a lot of the people coming through open houses, they're in a situation where they're really not quite ready to pull the trigger. And that's why they're going to the open houses. They don't want to engage a realtor at this time because, you know, they haven't put their home up for sale. They don't have their money all yet, but they're just trying to educate themselves on the marketplace.
Right. Got it. Hey, let's change gears here. We only have about 2 minutes left. I'm going to take you and talk to you about some information that you've given to me about banks now ramping up the push for home equity loans. What are you seeing? I mean, is this something that you're involved in, or is this just something that is just generally people should be aware of in the real estate market?
Yeah, it's more of an awareness. For example, TD Bank is really pushing for these equity lines of credit because the market's actually dried up for them for new mortgages. A lot of people are paying cash and they're finding ways to get the money flowing out there. We're now, it's been, you know, since 2006, a lot of people have grown equity in their homes since the downfall. And as a matter of fact, lenders extended $156 billion in home equity lines of credit last year. So TD Bank, for example, is going to hardware stores with a van, you know, trying to get people to come on board and take out applications for a home equity line of credit.
Oh, God, that sounds so scary to me. Well, look.
Isn't that crazy?
I remember when they were giving away money at like prime minus 2% way back when. Remember that?
The good old days.
Yeah, and with no closing costs or anything like that for a home equity line of credit.
And you just had to sign on the dotted line.
That's
no questions asked.
You got it. I don't even know that they sent out an appraiser or anything like that. But and then that all shut down completely for so many years, and now it's ramped back up. And now it sounds to me like we're getting back, not totally, of course. I'm sure the banks are being more careful.
Oh, but I'm sure they're being very cautious giving out the equity lines.
At least they're sending out someone to appraise the property, you know?
At least do a drive-by, make sure the house exists.
Right. But the idea is that money is getting looser in the real estate market, and that's good for real estate and good for real estate sales, right?
Sure, absolutely. Okay. And renovation to houses, and that just adds more value to the homes.
There you go. It's all good.
All good.
It's all good. My guest, as always, is Terry Story. Terry is a 26-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton, Florida, and can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.